getting better all the time. I used to get mad at my school.
As we continue our little Beatles theme, in honor of the 50th anniversary of the Beatles, coming to America, appearing on the Ed Sullivan Show. And what other better good song for the Beatles, thinking about health, is about getting better. And we have with us Katie Bevan from the Lorain County General Health District joining us this morning. Thanks for stopping in. Appreciate that.
Thank you. Good morning.
And Valentine's Day is also in February, and they talk about Heart Health Month, that type of thing. So even during these winter months, we have to start, you know, we think a little bit about doing things and in healthful. And I guess you have some ideas maybe for things we can do at, you know, related to, you know, preparing meals and getting food for Valentine's Day or just any time as well. What are some of the tips you want to share with us this morning?
Absolutely. Well, you know, a lot of times when we think of Valentine's Day, we think of boxes of chocolate and extravagant meals out, perhaps, you know.
Sure.
And those are really great and sometimes thoughtful gifts. But we really want to encourage people to think about Valentine's Day as if that holiday doesn't have to work against the goals that you already have planned for yourself. So if you made a resolution for 2014 and perhaps that was to be more physically active or to lose 5 pounds or whatever it is, you know, these holidays that kind of come through the year, they don't have to interrupt your goal. You can adapt your actions, behaviors, your dates for those holidays to actually go in line with your goal. So, you know, sometimes I think when people think about health, they think, oh, it's health is boring. You know, health means no fat, health means no sugar, but health can actually be a lot of fun. And so one way of thinking about a healthy date is to think a little bit outside of the box. And you don't have to think too hard because we've got some ideas for you this morning. One thing that you can do to think outside of the box with perhaps a Valentine's date is to go sledding. You know, I know that might sound silly to some people, but tap into your inner child and go sledding. We've got tons of snow out there. Perhaps go to your local ice rink and explore ice skating again. And just go for a walk together. You know, sometimes those times, those special moments are when you're just together with a friend or a loved one and spending some time together, being physically active, but you really get lost in talking with one another and you kind of forget that you're working your heart and working your muscles at the same time.
Well, you talk about winter and maybe you think about not going outside physical activity. They got the whole Winter Olympics that are made up of things that people do in the wintertime that are physical activities.
Absolutely. So what inspiration, right, starts tonight or tomorrow?
Well, yeah,
really soon.
He's
whip out your luge.
And the opening ceremonies that they have, but things going on. It's kind of a, you know, thing about the sledding, as long as we have the snow, the ice skating, things like that. One of the things I thought you had on here, which is kind of interesting, is about making a meal an experience. You know, you can go out and you can have somebody prepare the meal and you can have that, but there is something to say, and many times people do with making the meals at home together, make it an experience, and that adds to that sort of relationship building as well.
Absolutely. So, you know, choosing, your significant other's, you know, favorite dish, and then perhaps your significant other chooses the dessert for the night. And so go out and perhaps do a little grocery shopping together and just be creative, because making healthy dishes in the kitchen really doesn't have to be boring. And so just incorporating things that you love in a healthy manner. And again, you know, enjoying that time together is really important.
One thing I see on your list when you talk about special meals, desserts, I see grill a banana. Now, I confess I've never grilled a banana. How about you, Bruce?
No.
How do you do that?
That is a great question. So I have never grilled a banana either. So I would start, honestly, by just going to Google, because I don't know how to do it. So just being honest with you.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know,
grill a banana.
Grill a banana.
Who would have thought?
Well, you could either grill it inside the, because I'm thinking if you put a banana on a grill, it'll fall through. It's like a hot dog that's really soft.
It'll melt. Yeah.
It'll go through. Well, but you might probably more than likely leave it within the peel before you do that, too.
Sure.
You know what? We'll find out exactly how to grill a banana, and then maybe we can share it with Susie, and she'll put it on your Facebook page. Does that sound good?
That's great.
Do not share it with Susie, because then she'll make it, and she'll bring it in tomorrow with it.
Last week, she made healthy. She brought in. She decided she was going to get us more healthy. Healthier, I guess.
They made us smoothies.
Right.
I used that word, smoothie.
Three different smoothies. Yeah. And the one had, what did it have in it?
It had spinach in it.
And beets. right? Yeah. Beets are good for you.
I might can relive this here. We have Katie here. We're going to... I don't want to relive that again.
All right.
But, yeah, that's one of those things that you put together as well. And as you talk about... And in fact, I'm looking at the different... There's even a recipe on here for... my pages are out of order. That's why I'm looking at certain things.
Well, one of the recipes that we would just encourage people to give a try in terms of a dessert would be take 2 cups of Greek yogurt, plain Greek yogurt, and then take 2 cups of your favorite fruit. Maybe it's raspberries or strawberries, and they could be fresh or frozen, whatever you have at your disposal this time of year. And then add maybe just a tablespoon of sugar and 1/2 cup of dark chocolate chips, or if you prefer milk chocolate chips, and just incorporate that together in a bowl, and you've got a really delicious and healthy dessert option, and something that's colorful as well for the time of year.
I was reading, too, last night an article that talked about focusing this time of year on more fruits and vegetables, and especially getting natural sugars from your fruits.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. And so natural sugars from the fruits are really delicious, and sometimes because of the society we live in and how processed a lot of our foods are, our taste buds actually adapt to those processed foods, and our brain starts to think that we need things to be super, super sugary. But in fact, the sugars naturally that are found in fruit should satisfy a lot of those kind of sweet cravings that you talk about sometimes, or that you feel, you know, I've just got to have something sweet right now. Well, instead of grabbing a candy bar, think about grabbing a bowl of raspberries or putting raspberries on top of your cereal in the morning, and that can help to satisfy some of those cravings that you feel in a healthy manner.
I've discovered how to grill a banana. Craig?
This Let's also, have it.
Well, this involves chocolate chips and marshmallows, too.
Oh, boy.
This is almost like a grilled banana split. They basically take the banana. It says cut a 6-inch sheet of heavy-duty foil. You heat your grill or the oven. You can put it in the oven. With a sharp knife, make a deep lengthwise cut along the inside curve of the banana. You're making like a little banana boat, basically. So that opens it up.
Is it still in its wrap or skin
peel?
Or whatever you want to? Yeah, peel.
Right, because you're just cutting the peel.
Okay.
But not all the way through. Mm. You need a place for the air to or the heat to escape from that. So then you open the, you hold the banana in each hand, fill it with chocolate chips. I know, cover her ears.
Dark chocolate chips. Okay.
You could put some maybe marshmallows in this, and then some chopped pecans or whatever. And then you put it in there, and you seal up the foil, and then you heat up the banana.
So really, that's not, when you think about it, that's really can be a healthy alternative. Maybe take out the marshmallows and just have some dark chocolate if you can, and then your favorite nut on top. And that really is that would satisfy your sweet, and it would be savory as well. So I'm going to give that a try, and we will have Susie post that on WEOL's Facebook page, and we'll add it to the health department's page too.
Bruce, how long is that in the oven or on the grill? I want to know. And what temperature? Well, what do I need to do? This sounds good.
350 degrees for your oven.
Most things, yeah.
So you take, after you get the banana all filled up with the stuff, return each banana to its foil boat where they made it, seal the foil on the top, leaving 2 inches headspace, and there's room. You don't want to just, you know, tightly put it around it, loosely. Then you put it over medium heat on a grill, cover the grill, and cook 8 to 10 minutes, or you can bake it 15 to 20 minutes until the marshmallows soften.
Okay.
But if you don't have marshmallows on it, now you don't have that.
Dark chocolate.
Sometimes the marshmallows are kind of the key on that whole thing. You can also, by the way, do this over a campfire if you want to do this, too.
Oh, good. So that kind of gives us hope for the warm temperatures and camping time of year.
Exactly, as well.
Would it be like a banana on a stick?
Well, if you wanted to put a stick with it, too, yeah.
It might be kind of mushy.
I don't know what it was yesterday. Now, this is a side note. I was at the grocery store yesterday, and there were, you know how the banana usually has their own, like, display, giant display of bananas. There was only 2 bananas on this giant display. So I don't know if there was whether there's a banana shortage that I'm unaware of. There was a run on of bananas, or somebody was going crazy, growing, quote, bananas and purchased everything, because that was the first time I had noticed that there was, and I thought, maybe I should buy bananas. There must be something trending about it. I don't know, but who knows? Be on the lookout. Maybe bananas are on a short supply. Hmm. Or just in this location.
Well, you know, it's
the banana truck could have been stuck on a highway somewhere yesterday, too.
Yeah.
That's That's the other stuff. Unless they travel by boat, I'm not sure if that's...
Beyond bananas, Katie, let's talk a little bit about some health-related tips. Flu season is still with us, and unfortunately, you know, some people have succumbed to it in Cuyahoga County. I'm not aware of anything here. What's the status of the flu season here, and what can people still do?
Sure. Well, like you mentioned, flu season is still ongoing. And one thing that people can do right now is if you haven't gotten your flu shot yet this season, it's really not too late. So if you are concerned about the flu, or perhaps you work in work closely with a lot of people around you, we would encourage you to go out and get your flu shot. And you can go to LorainCountyHealth.com to find a flu shot clinic near you, as well as we will also encourage people always to wash their hands. And, you know, especially this time of year, not just with it being flu season, but it's also lots of people have colds. I have one right now. You can hear my raspy voice, perhaps. So, you know, just encouraging people to wash their hands even more often than you normally would. So before you eat, obviously, and after you prepare foods, and after you've been out in public for a long time, you know, going shopping and whatnot, I make my kids wash their hands as soon as we get back in the house just to make sure that those germs don't carry into our home with us. And so that's a big thing, is just washing your hands. It's really the best thing you can do to prevent any type of illness.
Yes, what? Oh. I'm more worried about you now that she mentioned she's speaking on your microphone that you normally over here, Craig.
I haven't coughed on it, I always cough into my elbow. That's
right.
A big thing you can do.
We discovered yesterday that somebody put in I thought this was a highlighter. It's actually a sanitizer. There's like a little spray thing in here that apparently has
very cool. Well, I can use that if you'd like.
So we've got all sorts of things up here, but that's one of those things. I guess the preventative part. It's better to take a time to wipe down that shopping cart or use a hand sanitizer or wash more.
Absolutely. Yeah. The steps you take now to prevent illness, whether it's short-term illness or a chronic disease, definitely will pay out for you in the future.
Okay. And also, I thought you were going to say something. I heard a noise over there. No?
No.
Okay. And if people want to find out more about some of the tips we've talked about today or getting some good advice from the Lorain County General Health District, where's a good place for them to go for that?
Sure. You can visit our website at LorainCountyHealth.com, and we are also on Facebook and Twitter.
Sounds good. Katie Bevin with the Lorain County General Health District, thank you for coming in this morning.
Thank you, guys.